Hey, all right, it's time for another episode, and I'm really excited to start a series today that I'm going to share with you over the next 4 weeks called Habits of Holiness, and I'm about to fill you in on what that's all about.
Hey, y'all, and welcome back to Living on Mission. I know that sometimes it's hard to find the joy in Jesus in the everyday moments, but that is exactly what we're going to do by digging into God's Word, letting go of whatever is holding you back from living on mission for Christ, talking about the everyday life, laughing a little and crying a little, because let's be honest, we all do a little of both. So settle in, grab a cup of coffee, and let's live on mission together.
All right. So if you follow me on Instagram, if you're in any of my boot camps, if you're on my team of business owners, even if you just like are an acquaintance of me, I have recommended the book Atomic Habits by James Clear to everyone I know. Like everyone I know, that book has been transformational in a lot of my life. And so as a health and fitness coach, starting a business 8 years ago, one of the first things that we started to do, or I was told to do, is to actually read personal development. So I thought it was silly. I thought it was a little bit crazy and cuckoo to require personal development to build a business. So I just didn't do it. Like I just didn't do it for like 3 months of my business. And then I realized, oh, hey, like I really need this mindset piece and I really need this extra help with overcoming my own doubt, my own complacency, my own tendency to quit. And so I started reading personal development. That was in 2014. The first personal development book I ever read, listened to, I guess really I listened to it, was The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. I recommend it to all of my new business mentees. And that is what started me down this path of reading personal development. Over the years, I've read all kinds of books, things that are business related, things that are mindset related, spiritual personal development books targeted towards business. I mean, you name it, like I've read all kinds of things. Well, out of the past 8 years, one of my absolute all-time favorite books is Atomic Habit by James Clear. Again, I'll put the link to the book in the show notes, but I'm not going to actually talk about that book today. But that book, it was pivotal in really helping me realize that I have so much control over how my day-to-day goes. And it really comes down to being just very, very intentional with my habits. And so, you know, obviously as a faith-focused, a woman who is hungry and eager to follow Jesus in all areas of my life, I didn't just start to look at my habits. I really started to look at what do my habits and my lifestyle, my choices that I'm making every day really reflect what I believe about what God says about me and about the life that is possible for me? Because listen, if there's anybody out there that was stuck in a horrible cycle of self-defeat because of her habits, it was me, Rachel Mitchell. Okay. I spent too many years doing life in this vicious cycle of bad habits. Let me rephrase that. I wasted too many years stuck in a vicious cycle of self-defeat. And honestly, I played the victim. Like I played the victim to circumstances of my life and I made excuses for the choices I was making for myself. And it was just a lot of like, woe is me. Why am I always late? Why am I overweight? Why am I not the person they chose for the job? Why am I not able to get up and spend time with God? Right? Blah, 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 blah. Like I just like whined and complained about it. And Until I read, and you guys have heard this, you know, this is one of my verses, Deuteronomy 2, verse 3, and it says, stop circling. You've circled this mountain long enough, stop circling, turn north, right? And I really, really, really took that, although I know it's in context to some, to God speaking to the Israelites, I really took that as God's blessing and direction to stop circling mountains of self-defeat that were really destroying parts of my life and my witness for him. And so while today I'm very thankful that God uses that story of circling and struggles for his glory, because honestly, I get to take my struggles that he has helped me overcome And I get to encourage other women in those areas of life. I know that life, you guys, life is so much sweeter when we're not circling those mountains, when we're not making excuses for our habits, when we're not, you know, not giving it our all and following Christ in all areas of our life. And I believe personally that whatever strongholds, whatever destructive habits that you are doing battle with today, I believe they come down to belief. I believe they come down to belief about what we believe we're capable of in Christ, belief about our worth and our value in Christ. And I believe that that impacts our choices, which become habits, which for a lot of us, you're just living with them because you're used to them. All right. And so I'm here to tell you to do this series on habits of holiness, because I do believe there's no part of our life that should be untouched by our belief and our faith in Jesus Christ. And I'm here to help you and encourage you and share with you some of my best tips for these different areas of life. And we're going to break them down. There's four habits that we're going to go over 4 weeks. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, they are working in, which is spending your time with God. That's the first one, spending time with God, making time to spend time with God. The second one will be our morning and our evening routines. What does that look like for you? Is it a habit, a routine that gives life to your day, or is it a routine that actually steals joy from your day? The third will be eating to live, the habits that we have in our nutrition and what we put into our body. And then the fourth will have to do with technology. Why did I choose these four different topics, these four different areas of life? Honestly, because those are the four that most women ask me about. Most women ask me about, how do you wake up so early? Tell me how to study God's word. How do I make time to study God's word? How do you stay away from the temptations when it comes to your eating? You know, these are the things that most of you guys actually ask me about and ask for advice on. So I actually did something very cool recently that actually came before this podcast. I decided to run a Habits of Holiness workshop. And I did that on Facebook. I did a Facebook private group. It was free. Anybody could join. And I put together this really cool workbook for the ladies that joined, as well as a Holy Habits tracker. It was such a great group. It was so interactive. And I just sensed God telling me what to say step by step. And I really knew that these women needed it and they thrived in there. And I thought, oh my goodness, like if these like 40 plus women really needed this, then there are a lot more people out there. And so I'm just following God's prompting to share this with you and to share this focus that I came up with on these habits so that we can live with holier habits. And so one of the things I had the women do every single day with these four habits was to reflect, spend time with God, pray over them, ask Him to show them their stronghold, to commit to change, and to focus on a specific verse. And then I gave them affirmations for each area of life, because it's so simple to say, and it's so easy to say, I'm going to change the way that I eat, or I'm going to wake up earlier, or I'm going to make time for more for God's word. It's easy to say that, but life makes it hard. Habits make it hard, because we have good habits and we have destructive habits. You know, we have habits and cycles that we've been in for years and years and years. So the actual changing of those habits is much harder than just saying, I'm going to change. And so we got really intentional with that, because I believe that every habit, good or bad, follows a cycle. First of all, we're intentional. We have an intention to do something, whether that intention is to be dinner and done and stop eating after your dinner and just drink water, or whether that intention is to, after the kids go to bed, I'm going to eat that whole package of Oreos that's in the pantry, right? We have an intention with every habit. And then that intention leads to a behavior. That behavior is what becomes a habit. And then we just practice it a whole lot. We get really good at it. It becomes second nature. And then it just becomes who you are, part of who you are. And so today, if you are that woman who has this really destructive habit, can I just tell you, lay it down at the feet of Jesus, lay it down. There is no area of his life, of your life that he does not want to come into, he does not want you to welcome him into through prayer. And, you know, his word tells us that, like, he wants to be a part of every single area of life. I talk about about John 10:10 all the time. Satan came to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life abundantly. And that life is you. It's your everyday. It's your waking and your sleeping. It's your momming and your job. It's your eating and your exercising. It's how you talk to your spouse and your kids. It's what you do when nobody's around or when you get 5 minutes by yourself, right? Jesus came to give you abundant life in all areas, and he can absolutely give you the self-control and the willpower and the want to change whatever habits that I know you're thinking about right now in your head, all right? And so that's what we're going to talk about in regards to these four areas of life. So, oh, and I do want to say, I'll say it again, each week, I will put a link in the show notes of this podcast, these episodes, so that if you want access to this Habits of Holiness worksheet, workbook, if you want into that Facebook group so you can actually watch the videos that I made, you are welcome to. There will be a link down below that says Habits of Holiness. Just click it. I'll email you the workbook and the invite to the Facebook group. It's there. You can go through it yourself and you can start to change some areas of life that I know you want to change. So let's just start with number one today that we talked about is our time with God. Making time to spend time in God's word is typically the number one thing that women come to me about. I feel like God has called me to love sharing my morning moments with you guys. So if you know me, I have this habit of waking up. I get up pretty early. Now, it didn't always happen that way, and I'll talk more about that in the next episode, but I do get up pretty early to spend time with God, what I call working in before I work out, because for years, I was that mom and that woman who just like rushed through my day. I slept in until, you know, the latest that I could. I got up, I was behind, I was cranky, the crankiness affected everybody, and I was not making time for my Lord and Savior, which has to happen, even if it's 5 minutes in his word, before we tackle anything else, if we're going to spend our day living for him. Now, listen, hear me say this. I know, I remember what it was like to have small children, to have newborns, to have infants, and it may not happen perfectly and it may not happen first thing in the morning, but what I want to talk to you about today is just how to find the time to spend time with God in his word. And it may look like you don't think it should look. It may be in the carpool line. It may be while you listen to scripture at Target. It may be while you sit in the Starbucks line and wait for your coffee to wake you up in the afternoon. It doesn't matter, but I want to get real with you and say that it is time to fight for this time with God. If we are going to be world changers, if we are going to be mamas who raise our kids to know Christ and disciple them in the word, if we are going to be women who stand up for what we believe in as the world gets crazier and crazier, we must root ourselves in the word of God. And so making time to spend with God is what I really, really, really want to talk to you guys about today. And so for me personally, that habit didn't come naturally. Honestly, I lacked a lot of confidence when it came to creating this habit. You know, one of my things I'm very passionate about when someone tells me, hey, Rachel, what devotional would you recommend? Or, hey, Rachel, tell me what you're reading or something like that. I always am going to direct people directly to the word of God. I am not against devotionals. I read devotionals. I supplement my time with God with them. I use a quick Bible commentary every day when I'm reading, but I want you to be in the Word of God directly every single day, because I do believe that that is how he intended to speak to us and to disciple us as believers as well. And even if you've never really read the Bible the whole way through, even if you feel intimidated by passages in the Bible, listen, that's what the Holy Spirit is there for. If you're a follower of Christ, if you've given your heart and your life to him and you've made Jesus Savior and Lord and accepted his forgiveness for your sins, then you are a follower of Christ and you have the Holy Spirit. At the moment of salvation, you received the Holy Spirit. You received a whole lot of other things too, but most importantly for this time, for this time on earth, you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, guiding you and honestly interpreting the word of God for you. And so don't be afraid to open up the Bible and just to start to read it. Okay. So I want to say that first. Of course, I can recommend all kinds of different devotions and things for specific areas of life, but I want to challenge you to get in the Word of God. All right. And that was intimidating for me. That was hard for me because I was not confident and I wasn't sure if I started reading the Word of God, if I would understand it and be able to apply it. But God, He's so much bigger than that. And of course, He has used that Holy Spirit to open my eyes to a lot of things. So for me personally, I do read through a Bible reading plan. I have done quite a few. I've done like She Works His Way. I know there's one in the YouVersion, the Bible app. Currently, I'm reading through the Bible recap. And so every single day I wake up and I journal a little bit. And then I read the Word of God, the passages that I have for the day. Then I read the commentary. I journal a little bit more if I want to. All right. But it's not always perfect. It's not always perfect. Some days I am a little bit later. Some days I am a little bit more rushed. Some days I am a little bit foggier. Maybe if I ate off plan or if my hormones are out of control or out of whack. Some days it's not always just crystal clear, but I've made a habit of spending time in the Word of God. So even on those days where my brain might be a little bit foggier or I might be a little bit sleepier, I know that spending time in the Word of God is not going to be unproductive ever. Sitting down to meet with Him, whether it's for 5 minutes or 50 minutes, God is going to meet you where you're at. And He might give you a nugget that He reminds you of later in the day. He might give you an epiphany right there while you're sitting in the Word, or He might actually give you a word from someone else. So ladies, that's another reason why it's important to be in His Word and memorizing Scripture and studying it, because you never know when He wants to use you in the life of someone else, in your home, in your children, in another sister who might be struggling with something or might just want to discuss something. I love to talk Scripture and Bible with people who get excited about it too. And that has not always been the case, but it is as a result of spending this time with the Lord. And so I have absolutely made a habit out of spending time with God. You know, Psalm 84:10 says, "Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked." And, you know, really, that's what we're doing. When we're not rooted in Scripture, when we're just out there trying to live in the world without that armor of God, without that belt of truth, then we are literally living in the tent of the wicked. The world is wicked. If you had not noticed, the world is trying to steal, kill, and destroy everything that is good about this life. But when we are rooted in the Word of God, we are standing in His house, even when we're out in the world and living in the world. All right. So when it came to actually making a habit out of doing this, I honestly had to fight those feelings of, do I want Scripture time just to be a habit? You know, obviously you can battle that. Like, is this just something I'm going through the motions? It could be, absolutely. But I don't think that if you wake up every single day and spend time in the Word that you're going to be unchanged and God's not going to make you hungrier for it. Okay. So one of the ways that I started to make time for it, one of the ways I started to make it a habit was to, obviously I had to set my alarm clock back earlier. I had to get up earlier. I did start with two small kids who woke up at kind of crazy times. And some mornings it looked like I was trying to get Milo back to sleep while I was trying to get something done. Or, you know, some days I did oversleep and I still had to squeeze it in. But making time for the Word started with me actually putting my Bible out beside my bed or wherever I was going to do my quiet time in the morning, right? Being intentional the night before was very helpful for me. And so when I woke up, I saw it, or I could just reach over and I could grab my journal and my Bible and my reading plan and get to work, right? Personally, me, I love to have to get up for a little bit. I can't just wake up and start reading and comprehend. I get up, I brush my teeth, I mix my pre-workout drink. And so I'm walking around a little bit before I sit down to read. So here's how I go through my Bible reading every morning. I get asked this a lot, so I'm just going to tell you what that looks like. I get out my journal. I sit and I journal a prayer of praise. Sometimes it comes from this little praise book that I have that's rooted in scripture. Sometimes it's just my heart is overflowing with praise and I don't even need like any promptings whatsoever. So I journal, I praise God for who he is. I tell him thank you for a lot of things and I seek forgiveness. That's what prayer is. It's praise, it's thanksgiving, it's forgiveness, it's petitions, it's intercession. And then that's it, right? So I know that if my heart is cloudy, if it's stained with sin, then I'm not going to be able to hear from God. And so I definitely want to get that out of the way before I dive into the word. So I actually journal those things out for the most part, especially if I have extra time. Some days I don't journal at all and it all happens in my heart. But I do like to journal it because it makes me receive it and really think about what I'm saying and receiving. And it actually makes me more intentional and focused. And so after I do that, I read the passages of scripture. And sometimes I have to read them again. Sometimes I read something and I'm like, oh, I just rushed through that. I don't even know what that said. And I have to go back and I have to read it again. There are passages of the Bible that are harder to read. But honestly, like I've fallen in love with almost all of it, almost all of it. And it's not because I'm like super spiritual or righteous or anything. Honestly, some of the passages I've come to understand better or understand their purpose better through commentaries. And so, you know, even those passages in the Old Testament where it's listing out all the names and names and names and names of the generations, you know, I read somewhere that I used to skip over it. Quite honestly, I used to skip over it, but I read somewhere, I think it was actually in my She Reads Truth Bible. It was just this little devotional kind of thing in there said that, you know, those names were important to God, just like your name is important to him. Let me say that again. Those names in the Old Testament that are those just generation after generation, that's kind of hard to read them all. Those names are important to God, just like your name is important to God. And so if God thought those names were important enough to put in the Bible, then I'm going to read them. I'm going to read every one. I'm going to read them every year when I go through the Bible. And who knows, God's going to show me something different. You know, I'm really, really kind of obsessed right now with the prayer of Jabez, and that is in First Chronicles. I think it's 1 Chronicles 4:10, and I'm going to pull it up so that I can read it to you. Yes, it is 1 Chronicles 4:10, but right is smack dab in the middle of all those names, and you would miss it if you weren't looking for it and if you weren't really reading it. But in the middle of all those names, there is a passage that is a prayer, a very simple prayer of a very simple man. And Jabez cries out to God and he says, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. And so just a little snippet into the life of someone that we probably never would notice, but his prayer is big, his prayer is bold, his prayer is beautiful. And so I don't want to miss a single inch of the Bible. And so I really try to really read and comprehend and stay aware of what I'm reading no matter what. So after I read the passage, I open up my commentary, which right now I'm reading the Bible recap that goes with it. And it's just some good, quick, usually a lot of cultural aspects that I wouldn't get that tie into the story. And so I read through that and then I pray and I journal some more. And if I have time, I read something else. Right now I'm reading Fervent by Priscilla Shire, and I have a prayer book for my children and my husband that I'm reading. And so then I start my day. Then I get out of bed, my feet hit the floor, and it's go, 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 go until nighttime. But that word sustains me. That word, God is constantly pulling back moments and thoughts and words from his word throughout the day that sustain me, that embolden me, that empower me, that give me self-control, give me focus. You know, for example, I have been praying a whole lot, Psalm 51:10. I actually shared it in the podcast a couple episodes ago about prayers for your children or scripture for your children. And it's create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. And I can quote that and pray that at a moment of weakness. I can pray that whenever I want to snap at my kids, or I want to eat all the stuff that I know I shouldn't, or, you know, anything. I can stop, drop, and pray that prayer, right? So, you know, equipping myself, making that habit happen on the daily, even on the days where it's hard, keeps me focused and keeps me going and keeps me rooted in Christ. Now, listen. Like I said before, you may not be able to make early morning moments with Jesus happen, right? You may not be able to have that time to yourself because you do have small children, or you work an odd shift or something like that. One of my best tips that I shared with these girls in this Habits of Holiness group is that you can actually absorb the Word of God by listening to it. I love to listen to scripture, especially whenever I want to go back and really focus on a passage. I find that reading it and listening to it kind of opens my eyes in different ways. So let's say you are running late. Let's say you're dropping the kids off to school. Let's say you're running through the drive-thru really quick on a lunch break and you're by yourself. Turn on your Bible app and pull up a passage that you want to read, or your next passage for the day, or whatever it is. And there's a little play button down at the bottom, and someone will actually read the Word of God to you. It's incredible. Technology is incredible. We're going to talk about that on the last episode, but you can actually listen to it. So we live in a day and age where we can consume the Bible in different ways. I will definitely always encourage you to sit down and read it undistracted as much as possible. But if you can't, don't think, oh, I don't get to listen or hear the Word of God today. You can anywhere, anytime, with any device almost. Okay. So make sure that if you're trying to create a habit, that even if you miss the routine that you set out to keep that day, that you still ingest the Word of God in some way. Some nights when I go to bed, I will just pull up the Bible app and I'll just listen to some of my favorite passages and pray and ask God to tell me something new. And you know what is really cool? I think that God even speaks to us through our dreams. And sometimes when I consume the Word of God, like I'll have a dream and I know it's from Him. And that just rocks my world. Like, He's so cool. He's so big. But it is something that you can make a habit out of. So I want to challenge you, and I want to encourage you to, like I said before, to fight for this time with God, to pray over what your day looks like. One of the things I challenge the girls in our habits group to do is actually like time block out your day. Like, actually sit down for a couple of days in a row and look back over your day and say, how did I spend this hour? How did I spend this time where I was all by myself and I didn't have kids? How did I spend that hour before I went to bed? Did I stay up too late? Did I watch TV and it kept me awake? You know, what are some habits that I have that are actually keeping me from resting and waking in order to be able to spend time with God? And give that over to Him. Offer that up to Him as in prayer, and come to God with a hungry heart and asking Him to show you the time that you already have to spend time with Him. Because, you know, we've all heard it said before, we make time for the things that are important to us. And I am not saying that the Word of God is not important to you, but maybe you've never thought about it that way. Maybe you've never looked at it as a habit or a behavior that you can actually be intentional with, make time for, practice, and let it become a part of your everyday life. And I guarantee you, 6 months from now, 8 months from now, you'll be waking up every day at the same time, crushing that moments and those moments in that hour, that half an hour, whatever you get with God, and being so thankful that you got intentional and you made time for Him, and that you created a habit that generates and just makes you happier and holier in Christ. Okay. So like I said before, if you want to go deeper, if you want to get into the workbook that I created for this course, click the link in the show notes that says Habits of Holiness, and I will email that to you and help you get started yourself. I also want to pray for you before we go, because it's really important to me that you know that my heart is direct, is to direct you to Christ and not to listen to Rachel, not to hear me or not to be like me. I want you to be hungry for the word of God because it changes us. It shifts us. It changes our wants and our desires and our just everything. Okay. So the more women who are reading the word of God, making time for it, the more the world is going to change. God, we just praise you for being a God who chases us down. God, you gave us your whole entire word. You made a way where there was no way for us to come to you. And you gave us the Holy Spirit to be able to communicate with us through your word, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for every word, every page, every moment that we get with you while we're here on this earth, Lord. I pray for these women who are listening that you would create a hunger in their hearts that is not able to be squashed by anything that Satan throws at them, God. I pray for habits to be created, old habits to be destroyed, and new healthy habits to be created that generate time with you, Lord. And as a result of that time, God, I just pray that you would bless it. I pray that you would speak into these women's hearts, that you would make their hearts on fire for you, to share you with other people in this world, to share you with their families, to stand firm in what they believe and make a difference in this world while we're here for you, Lord. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for salvation. And we thank you so much for what you're doing and what you're going to do as we all spend time with you in the word. In Jesus' awesome and holy name, I pray. Amen.